Aaron Keene is the arts reporter for WFPL News, and I'm Daniel Gillum from Classical 90.5. Aaron, now we're past the holidays, and what's going on this weekend?
Well, things are revving back up now. There's a fantastic production open at Actors Theatre of Louisville. The play is called The Whipping Man. It's by Matthew Lopez. It's extremely popular across the country. It's the third most frequently produced play in American Regional Theater this season. So it's really captured the eye and the imaginations of a lot of artistic directors out there.
And it's kind of a Civil War tale told through a very unique perspective.
Yeah, it's set in the very right at the end of the war, after Lee's surrendered Appomattox. The emancipation of the slaves has happened, and a Jewish Confederate soldier returns to his family's home in Richmond, which has been almost completely destroyed, and finds his most of his family not there, but two of his family's former slaves are. So the three men are all harboring secrets from each other. They all have different reasons for why they're still in the house. And so power shifts between the three of them, depending on who knows what. And in the end, all of the family mythologies that they've built in this house are kind of exploded wide open. Everybody's secrets come out, and it's intense, emotional, richly rewarding production.
Sounds fascinating. Now, Rachel Grimes is playing at the Kentucky Museum of Art and Craft. And she's not playing any old piano. She's playing a work of art, a unique piano.
Yeah, well, they have this great exhibit up now honoring Wendell Castle, who's a sculptor and designer. And he created this piano casing. The Caligari piano is what it is. He took his inspiration from the set designs from the 1920 horror classic The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, if folks are familiar with that film. So it's a Steinway piano, and it's encased in this wooden frame that Wendell Castle designed. And so throughout the month, KMAC is having interesting artists, musicians come in and play concerts on the Wendell Castle Caligari piano. And coming up this Friday is Rachel Grimes. Folks know her in the classical community, but also she's kind of a crossover artist. Her chamber ensemble, The Rachels.
The Rachels, yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal here in
Rodin
Louisville.
Was a big
Rodin
band,
also, yeah. So longtime Louisville indie rock fans also have, you know, their ears will perk up as well.
It should be good. I've heard good things about the piano. It sounds just like a piano. It just looks really odd, so...
I think it's a really cool way that KMAC is showcasing the kind of that intersection of the different art forms coming together. You have, you know, you have classical music and you have sculpture all in one.
Now, finally, a film with Louisville son Will Oldham.
Yeah, another indie rock crossover. Fans of Will, Bonnie Prince Billy Oldham, know that he's also an actor. And the Louisville Film Society is hosting a special screening of his newest film, New Jerusalem, on Thursday night. And that's going to be in their Dreamland Film Center, which is their new theater down in the Nulu neighborhood on East Market Street. They've got their own facility now, so they're not moving around screening films in different galleries and whatnot. So the New Jerusalem is about an Irish immigrant who come to America, who returns from military service in Afghanistan and kind of comes undone. And he befriends an evangelical Christian played by Will Oldham, who undertakes this man's path to salvation.
Wow. Great. Aaron, thank you so much. We can find links to all of these events on our website, wuol.org. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.